going on inside. Yo, there's a war going on inside, no man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide from yourself. Your life is for sale, your soul's on the shelf. See a ghost in the mirror, but don't cry for help. Another robot, fresh off the conveyor belt. Sniff this, smoke that, kill off all your brain cells. Pimp your girl, pimp your well, tell them sex sells. In this petri dish, we treading on eggshells. While they play God with your stem cells, I can tell the future and this isn't gonna end well. Troops on maneuver, they still looking for the oil well. Blair making money, post office at the Royal Mail. Alarm bells ringing, saying we all should bail. Tip the scale before the devil take us all to hell. All hell, the high exalted alpha male, but the silent runner's hot on Mother Nature's trail.
The riches that we produce are ephemeral. And as a result of that, we're frustrated. We're terribly frustrated. We feel that the only thing is to go on getting more and more. And as a result of that, the whole landscape begins to look like the nursery of a spoiled child who's got too many toys and is bored with them and throws them away as fast as he gets them. Also, we're dedicated to a tremendous war on the material, the basic material dimensions of time and space. We want to obliterate their limitations. We want to get everything down as fast as possible. We want to convert the rhythms and the skills of work into cash. And then rush home to get away from work and begin the real business of life, to enjoy ourselves. To be the real point of life, what you rush home to get to, is to watch an electronic reproduction of life. You can't touch it. It doesn't smell, and it has no taste. You might think that people getting home to the real point of life in a robust material culture would go home to a colossal banquet, or an orgy of lovemaking, or a riot of music and dancing. But nothing of the kind. It turns out to be this purely passive contemplation of a twittering screen. As you walk through suburban areas at night, it doesn't matter in what part of the community it is, you see mile after mile of darkened houses with that little electronic screen flickering in the room. Everybody isolated, watching this thing, and thus in no real communion with each other at all. Spectacles one sees on this television, it's perfectly proper to exhibit people slugging and slaying each other, but oh dear no, not people loving each other, except in a rather restrained way. One can only draw the conclusion that the assumption underlying this is that expressions of physical love are far more dangerous than expressions of physical hatred. And it seems to me that a culture that has that sort of assumption is basically crazy and devoted, unintentionally indeed, but nevertheless in fact devoted, not to survival, but to the actual destruction of life.